88% of the workweek is spent communicating, typing, talking, and going back and forth on topics until everyone is on the same page. It's time for a change. It's time for Grammarly. Grammarly's AI ensures your team gets the point across the first time, eliminating misunderstandings and streamlining collaboration. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences. Whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon in just one click. 4 out of 5 professionals say Grammarly's AI boosts buy-in and moves work forward. It integrates seamlessly with over 500,000 apps and websites, is implemented in days, and is IT approved. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who trust Grammarly to elevate their communication. Visit grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly, enterprise ready AI.
Shop the best Black Friday weekend deals up to 70% off only at Tanger Outlets. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and hundreds more. Find something for everyone on your list during our biggest sale of the year. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Stores open at 6 a.m. Black Friday. Get your savings at Tanger.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to share something important with you. In life, control is key. You can't control every situation, but you can control how you respond. The first step, control your words. What you say has power. Words can shape your world. You can use them to bring life to your dreams or to tear them down. Your words can build connections or they can break them. So be careful with what you say. Sometimes silence is a sign of strength. Know when to speak and when to speak and when to stay quiet, because the wrong words at the wrong time can ruin something you've worked hard to build. Once you control your words, the next challenge is controlling your mind. Your mind is where success or failure begins. If you fill it with negativity, fear, and doubt, that's what you'll get. But if you fill it with faith, determination, and discipline, you'll see positive results. It's easy to get distracted or let doubt take over. But champions train their minds every day, just like they train their bodies. They know the mind is the key to their future. Words are one of the most powerful tools we have. They can inspire, comfort, uplift, or break someone down. We often don't realize the lasting impact our words can have on how others see us, how they feel, and even how we see the world. The words we choose shape our success, relationships, and overall life. That's why it's so important to control what we say. This takes discipline, awareness, and most importantly, purpose. Controlling our words isn't just about avoiding hurtful things. Every word has energy. It can either make the situation better or worse. Too often, people speak without thinking, reacting from emotions like anger or fear. In those moments, we might say things we regret, and those words can leave lasting damage long after the conversation is over. Think about times when you've said something in anger or frustration. The moment passes, but the effects of those words can last for days, weeks, or even years. One careless word can break a relationship, destroy trust, or hurt someone who is looking to you for encouragement. On the other hand, thoughtful words can build bonds, strengthen trust, and motivate others to believe in themselves. The power is in the words we choose. That's why it's important to pause and think before speaking, especially in emotional situations. Sometimes the best response is no response. Silence, used wisely, can be more powerful than words. When you're unsure or your emotions are running high, it's okay to hold back. Taking a moment to breathe and reflect helps ensure that what you say aligns with your values, not just with your emotions in the moment. Controlling your words also means speaking with purpose. Remember, your words reflect who you are. If you want to be seen as a leader, motivator, or person of integrity, your words should show that. Every conversation is an opportunity to show your values and who you want to be. When you consistently speak with kindness, clarity, and intention, you reinforce the best version of yourself. People will not only respect you, but also trust you. Words also have the power to shape your reality. The way you talk about yourself and your circumstances directly affects how you perceive the world. If you constantly tell yourself, "I can't do this," or "I'm not good enough," those words become your reality. Your mind starts to believe those statements, and you'll find yourself acting in ways that align with those negative beliefs. But if you consciously shift your language, saying things like, "I'm capable," "I'm growing," or "I can figure this out," your mindset changes. You begin to operate from a place of possibility rather than limitation. This is why affirmations are such a powerful tool. When you speak positive, uplifting words to yourself regularly, you rewire your brain to focus on opportunities and strengths rather than obstacles and weaknesses. Controlling your words means not only being careful with what you say to others, but also being mindful of how you speak to yourself. After all, your internal dialogue is just as important, if not more so, than the conversations you have with the world. In addition, when we control our words, we also contribute to healthier relationships. Communication is the foundation of any strong relationship, whether it's with a partner, a friend, or a colleague. But communication isn't just about talking. It's about listening, understanding, and responding thoughtfully. When you take the time to control your words, you ensure that you're communicating in a way that fosters connection rather than division. You create a space where others feel heard, respected, and valued. This kind of thoughtful communication strengthens bonds and builds trust over time. But controlling your words also requires humility. It means being willing to admit when you're wrong and apologizing when necessary. There will be times when, despite your best efforts, you say something that hurts someone else. In those moments, it's important to take responsibility for your words and make amends. Apologizing doesn't make you weak. It makes you strong. It shows that you're accountable for the impact your words have, and it reinforces the value you place on your relationship. At the same time, controlling your words doesn't mean being silent or not expressing yourself. It's about finding the balance between speaking your truth and doing so in a way that's constructive. You can stand up for yourself, set boundaries, or share difficult feedback without being disrespectful or hurtful. It's all about how you frame your words. You can be honest without being harsh, assertive without being aggressive. When you master the art of delivering your message in a way that's clear but compassionate, people are more likely to receive it with an open heart and mind. In conclusion, controlling your words is about speaking with intention, purpose, and care. It's about understanding the immense power that words hold and using them to uplift rather than tear down, to connect rather than divide, and to build rather than divide, and to build rather than destroy. Whether you're speaking to others or to yourself, your words shape your world. So be mindful of what you say, because once a word is spoken, it can never be taken back. And the echoes of your words may resonate far longer than you ever imagined. The mind is the most powerful tool we have, shaping everything from our beliefs to our actions, and ultimately our reality. It's where thoughts are born, where ideas take shape, and where both doubt and confidence live. Mastering your mind is one of the most critical steps in achieving success in any aspect of life. It is also one of the most challenging endeavors because the mind is constantly bombarded with external influences, distractions, and emotions that can derail us from our true potential. To master your mind, you must first understand that your thoughts are not random. They are deeply influenced by your environment, your past experiences, and even your habitual patterns of thinking. Many of us go through life unaware that we have the power to direct our thoughts. Instead, we let our minds wander aimlessly, reacting to situations and emotions as they arise. This reactive state often leads to unnecessary stress, anxiety, and a lack of focus, making it difficult to achieve long-term goals. The first step in mastering your mind is becoming aware of what you think about. Most people are not consciously aware of the thousands of thoughts that pass through their minds daily. These thoughts shape your mood, your actions, and ultimately your future. If you consistently allow negative, limiting, or fearful thoughts to dominate, those thoughts will inevitably color your perception of what is possible. On the other hand, when you cultivate positive, empowering, and solution-oriented thoughts, you begin to open up new possibilities and attract opportunities you may have otherwise overlooked. One way to develop this awareness is through mindfulness. Mindfulness is the practice of observing your thoughts without judgment, allowing you to recognize the patterns and tendencies in your thinking. When you practice mindfulness, you become more attuned to your mental habits and are better equipped to identify thoughts that don't serve you. This allows you to consciously redirect your mind toward thoughts that are aligned with your goals and values. Over time, this process helps you break free from limiting beliefs and negative thought cycles, replacing them with more constructive ways of thinking. But awareness alone is not enough. Mastering your mind requires discipline. Your mind will naturally wander. It's a part of being human. However, the key is learning how to refocus and retrain your mind to concentrate on what truly matters. This is where mental discipline comes in. Discipline is the ability to stick to a course of action, even when distractions arise, or when the emotional pull of the moment tempts you to veer off course. It's the ability to stay committed to your goals and values, despite external or internal challenges. One way to develop this mental discipline is through practices such as meditation or focused breathing exercises. These practices train your mind to maintain focus and calm in the face of distractions or stress. When you meditate, you're not just relaxing, you're strengthening the mental muscles that allow you to direct your attention at will. Over time, this discipline spills over into other areas of life, making it easier to stay focused on your long-term goal, even when faced with short-term challenges or setbacks. Another aspect of mastering your mind is understanding the power of self-talk. The way you talk to yourself, both silently and out loud, has a profound impact on your mindset and motivation. Many people sabotage themselves with negative self-talk, criticizing their abilities or doubting their potential. These internal dialogues can be incredibly damaging, reinforcing feelings of inadequacy or fear. The truth is, the mind believes what you repeatedly tell it. If you constantly tell yourself that you're not good enough, that you'll never succeed, or that you don't have what it takes, your mind will start to believe these statements and shape your behavior accordingly. To combat negative self-talk, you must consciously cultivate positive affirmations. Positive affirmations are statements that affirm your abilities, potential, and worth. By regularly speaking positive, uplifting words to yourself, you can rewire your brain to focus on what's possible rather than what's lacking. Over time, these affirmations become part of your internal dialogue, and you begin to believe in your ability to overcome obstacles and achieve your goals. This is not about ignoring challenges or pretending that everything is perfect. It's about shifting your focus from limitations to possibilities, which is a key component of mastering your mind. Another essential part of mastering your mind is learning to manage your emotions. Emotions are deeply tied to your thoughts, and often strong emotions can cloud your judgment and derail your progress. When you let anger, fear, or frustration take over, you lose control of your mind, and your decisions become reactive rather than deliberate. It's easy to make poor choices in the heat of the moment that you later regret. To prevent emotions from controlling your mind, it's important to develop emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence is the ability to recognize, understand, and manage your emotions in a healthy way. This doesn't mean suppressing your emotions or pretending they don't exist. Instead, it means acknowledging your emotions, understanding why you're feeling a certain way, and making decisions based on rational thought rather than emotional impulse. When you master your emotions, you master your mind. You can approach challenges with a calm, clear head, making decisions that are aligned with your long-term vision rather than your immediate emotional state. Lastly, mastering your mind requires adopting a growth mindset. A growth mindset is the belief that your abilities and intelligence can be developed through effort, learning, and perseverance. People with a growth mindset see challenges as opportunities to grow rather than as threats to their self-worth. They understand that failure is not a reflection of their inherent abilities, but rather a stepping stone to success. In contrast, people with a fixed mindset believe that their abilities are set in stone and cannot be changed. When they encounter challenges, they're more likely to give up. To master your mind, you must cultivate a growth mindset, embracing challenges as opportunities to learn and improve rather than as setbacks. In conclusion, mastering your mind is about awareness, discipline, self-talk, emotional intelligence, and adopting a growth mindset. It's about recognizing the power of your thoughts and taking control of them so that they align with your goals and aspirations. When you master your mind, you become the architect of your life, directing your energy and focus toward creating the future you desire. With a disciplined mind, there's no limit to what you can achieve. Emotions are a natural and integral part of being human. We experience a wide range of feelings daily, from happiness and excitement to frustration and sadness. While these emotions can enrich our lives, they can also disrupt our thinking and actions if left unchecked. The ability to
shop the best Black Friday weekend deals up to 70% off only at Tanger Outlets. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and hundreds more. Find something for everyone on your list during our biggest sale of the year. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Stores open at 6 a.m. Black Friday. Get your savings at Tanger.com.
It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies' slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details.
Save big money at Menards.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Regulate your mood is essential for maintaining control over your responses to life's challenges and staying on course toward your goal. Mastering your emotions doesn't mean suppressing them, but rather learning how to manage and direct them in a healthy, productive way. The first step in regulating your mood is recognizing that your emotions are temporary. No matter how intense a feeling may seem in the moment, it will eventually pass. Whether it's anger, frustration, or even joy, emotions are fleeting by nature. However, the decisions you make while under the influence of strong emotions can have long-lasting consequences. If you allow yourself to react impulsively to a bad mood, you may say or do things that you later regret. Understanding the temporary nature of emotions can give you the perspective needed to pause, take a step back, and respond thoughtfully instead of reacting impulsively. One of the most common challenges people face is letting negative emotions control their behavior. When something goes wrong, it's easy to get caught up in feelings of anger, disappointment, or sadness. In those moments, it can feel as if the emotion is in the driver's seat, dictating your actions and decision. But it's crucial to remember that while you may not be able to control the events that trigger these emotions, you can control how you respond to them. A useful technique for regulating your mood is practicing mindfulness. Mindfulness involves being fully present in the moment, observing your thoughts and emotions without judgment. When you practice mindfulness, you create space between the emotion and your reaction, giving yourself time to assess the situation and choose a response that aligns with your values. This can be particularly helpful when you're feeling overwhelmed by a negative emotion. Instead of allowing the feeling to take over, you can acknowledge it, observe it, and then decide how you want to act. Breathing exercises are another effective tool for regulating your mood. When you're upset or stressed, your body often responds with shallow, rapid breathing, which can increase feelings of anxiety or tension. By taking slow, deep breaths, you activate your body's relaxation response, helping to calm your mind and reduce the intensity of the emotion. This simple technique can be done anywhere and at any time, making it a powerful tool for managing your mood in the moment. It's also important to recognize the role that your thoughts play in shaping your emotions. Often our mood is influenced not just by what happens to us, but by the story we tell ourselves about what's happening. For example, if someone cuts you off in traffic, you might immediately think that person doesn't respect me, which can lead to feelings of anger or frustration. But if you change the story, telling yourself that the driver might be in a hurry or having a bad day, you can shift your emotional response. By reframing your thoughts, you can influence your mood and approach situations with a calmer, more balanced perspective. In addition to managing negative emotions, regulating your mood also means maintaining emotional balance in positive moments. It's easy to get swept up in excitement or happiness and make decisions that aren't well thought out. For example, during moments of elation, you might commit to something that you later realize you can't follow through on. While it's important to enjoy positive emotions, maintaining awareness and balance helps ensure that your decisions remain grounded in reality. Another important aspect of mood regulation is recognizing the triggers that consistently affect your emotional state. We all have certain situations, people, or environments that tend to evoke strong emotional reactions. By identifying these triggers, you can prepare yourself to handle them more effectively. If you know that a particular event or person tends to push your buttons, you can practice techniques to calm yourself in advance or find ways to minimize your exposure to those triggers. Being proactive about managing your triggers can help you avoid emotional flare-ups and maintain greater control over your mood. Physical health also plays a significant role in regulating your mood. Your body and mind are deeply connected. And when you're not taking care of your physical well-being, it can negatively impact your emotional state. Regular exercise, proper sleep, and a healthy diet all contribute to a more balanced mood. Exercise in particular is known to release endorphins, which are natural mood lifters. When you're feeling stressed or down, going for a walk, run, or engaging in physical activity can help shift your mood and provide a mental reset. Sleep is equally important. Lack of sleep can make you more irritable, anxious, and less able to cope with stress. If you're not getting enough rest, your mood is likely to suffer, making it harder to manage your emotion. Prioritizing sleep is not just about rest. It's about giving your mind and body the recovery time they need to function at their best. When you're well rested, you're better equipped to handle emotional challenges and maintain a balanced perspective. Diet also affects your mood more than you might realize. Certain foods can cause spikes and crashes in blood sugar levels, leading to irritability, fatigue, and mood swings. A balanced diet that includes whole foods, lean proteins, healthy fats, and plenty of fruits and vegetables helps stabilize your energy levels and keeps your mood more even throughout the day. Finally, it's important to cultivate emotional resilience. Emotional resilience is the ability to bounce back from adversity and maintain a positive outlook, even in difficult circumstances. This doesn't mean that you ignore or suppress negative emotions, but rather that you have the tools to process them in a healthy way and move forward. Building emotional resilience takes time and practice, but it's one of the most valuable skills you can develop for mood regulation. You can build resilience by practicing gratitude, surrounding yourself with supportive people, and maintaining a growth mindset. In summary, regulating your mood is not about suppressing your emotions, but managing them in a way that allows you to stay focused and intentional. By practicing mindfulness, managing your thoughts, staying physically healthy, and building emotional resilience, you can take control of your emotional state and navigate life's challenges with greater ease. When you master the art of mood regulation, you empower yourself to respond to situations thoughtfully and maintain balance, no matter what life throws your way. Managing money is more than just balancing a checkbook or keeping track of bills. It's about adopting a mindset that prioritizes financial discipline, long-term thinking, and the understanding that money is a tool, not the end goal. Many people view money as something elusive or uncontrollable, but the truth is, with the right habits and mindset, anyone can learn to manage their finances effectively. Good money management isn't just about making more money. It's about making wise decisions with the resources you already have and ensuring that your financial future is secure. One of the most important principles of managing money is understanding that financial freedom starts with control. If you don't control your money, it will control you. It's easy to get caught in the cycle of earning and spending, constantly chasing after the next paycheck or living beyond your means. This leads to stress, debt, and a feeling of being trapped. However, when you take control of your money, you make deliberate choices that align with your goals and values. You decide where your money goes, how it's used, and how much of it is saved or invested. A fundamental step in managing money is creating a budget. Many people shy away from budgeting because they see it as restrictive, but in reality, a budget gives you freedom. It provides a clear plan for how you will spend, save, and invest your income, allowing you to take control of your finances instead of guessing where your money is going each month. A well-planned budget ensures that your essentials like housing, utilities, and food are covered, while also allowing room for savings, debt repayment, and personal spending. The key to an effective budget is making it realistic and flexible. Start by tracking your expenses for a few months to get a clear picture of where your money is going. From there, categorize your spending into essentials and non-essentials and non-essential. Essentials include things like rent, mortgage, groceries, and utilities, while non-essentials might include dining out, entertainment, or shopping. Once you have a clear understanding of your spending habits, you can adjust your budget to reflect your priorities, cutting back in areas that aren't as important to you, and allocating more towards savings or debt repayment. Saving is one of the cornerstones of good money management, but it's often easier said than done. In a world full of temptations to spend, many people find it difficult to prioritize saving. However, savings should always come first, not last. The concept of paying yourself first is essential to financial success. This means that as soon as you receive your paycheck, you set aside a portion of it for savings before you start spending on other things, whether it's for an emergency fund, retirement, or a job, or future investments. Savings should be non-negotiable. One of the biggest barriers to saving is the mindset that you need to have a lot of money to start. This couldn't be further from the truth. Even small amounts saved consistently over time can grow into significant sums. The key is to start early and make saving a habit. You can begin by setting aside a percentage of your income, whether it's 5, 10, or 20. The Amount matters less than the consistency of the habit over time. As your income grows, you can increase the percentage you save, but the important thing is to build the discipline of setting aside money regularly. Another critical component of managing money is avoiding debt, or at the very least, managing it wisely. Debt can be a significant roadblock to financial freedom, especially if it's the kind of debt that comes with high interest rates, like credit card debt. While some types of debt, like mortgages or student loans, can be considered good debt if they're helping you build wealth or increase your earning potential, high interest consumer debt can quickly spiral out of control. If you're carrying debt, it's important to have a plan for paying it off as quickly as possible. One effective strategy for managing debt is the debt snowball method, where you focus on paying off your smallest debts first, while making minimum payments on the rest. As you pay off each small debt, you build momentum and free up more money to tackle larger debts. Alternatively, you can use the debt avalanche method, where you focus on paying off the debt with the highest interest rate first. This saves you the most money in the long run because you'll pay less in interest over time. Whichever method you choose, the goal is to get out of debt as soon as possible so that you can focus on building wealth. Investing is another key part of managing money wisely. While saving is essential for short-term goals and emergencies, investing allows your money to grow over time, helping you achieve long-term financial freedom. The earlier you start investing, the more time your money has to grow through the power of compound interest. Compound interest is the process by which your investments earn interest, and that interest starts earning interest as well, creating a snowball effect that can significantly increase your wealth over time. If you're new to investing, it's important to start small and gradually increase your investments as you learn more. A common mistake people make is thinking they need to understand everything about the stock market or be wealthy to start investing. But today, there are numerous tools and platforms that make investing accessible to everyone. Even with small amounts of money, you can begin by investing in low-cost index funds, which provide broad exposure to the stock market and require little knowledge or active management. The key is to be consistent and patient, allowing your investments to grow over time. A vital aspect of managing money is maintaining a long-term perspective. It's easy to get caught up in the short-term gratification of spending, but true financial freedom comes from thinking about the future. This means planning for retirement, saving for major life events like buying a house or starting a family, and setting aside money for potential emergencies. Having a long-term mindset helps you resist the urge to splurge on things that won't matter in a few months or years, and instead focus on building a stable financial foundation. Finally, managing your money also involves protecting it. This means having the right insurance in place to protect yourself and your assets from unforeseen events, whether it's health insurance, life insurance, or property insurance. Having adequate coverage ensures that a medical emergency accident or natural disaster doesn't wipe out your hard-earned savings. In addition to insurance, creating an emergency fund that can cover 3 to 6 months of living expenses is a crucial part of financial protection. In conclusion, managing money is not just about earning more. It's about making intentional, disciplined choices with the resources you have by budgeting, saving, investing, and planning for the future. You can take control of your finances and build a secure, prosperous life. It's about understanding that money is a tool to help you achieve your goals. And when managed wisely, it can bring you freedom and peace of mind.
Shop the best Black Friday weekend deals up to 70% off only at Tanger Outlets. Save big at Crocs, Old Navy Outlet, American Eagle Outfitters, Kay Jewelers, and hundreds more. Find something for everyone on your list during our biggest sale of the year. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Stores open at 6 a.m. Black Friday. Get your savings at Tanger.com. Big time deals on big name brands.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.